This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The UN General Assembly was debating Russia's invasion of Ukraine for a second day in a special session on Thursday in the U.S. state of New York. At the conclusion of the session, either later on Thursday or possibly early Friday, member states will vote on a motion put forward by Germany calling for a, quote, comprehensive, just and lasting peace in Ukraine in line with the principles of the Charter of the United Nations, end quote. And they want this as possible. The Crimean Bridge reopened fully to road traffic on Thursday, a day before the one-year anniversary of the start of Moscow's special military operation in Ukraine. Footage from Russia's Federal Road Agency showed traffic on all four lanes of the bridge, which connects Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. Paris lit up the Eiffel Tower in the blue and yellow colors of the Ukraine flag on Thursday, as Ukraine's allies around the world prepared to mark the one-year of the war. In Britain, Londoners also gathered in Trafalgar Square to hold a vigil on behalf of Ukraine. Iran has for the first time directly acknowledged an accusation that it enriched uranium to 84% purity. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The Islamic Republic recognized the claim made by international inspectors that it had enriched uranium to 84%. Such a high percentage would put the nation more than ever to weapons-grade material. The acknowledgement was made by a news website linked to the highest reaches of Iran's theocracy. The latest development renews pressure on the West to address Tehran's nuclear program, which had been contained by the 2015 nuclear deal that America unilaterally withdrew from in 2018. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on this story or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search for VOA News. This is VOA News. A Nigerian senatorial candidate from one opposition party and the driver of a campaign minibus belonging to another were killed in a series of coordinated attacks in southeastern Enugu State ahead of an election on Saturday, police said Thursday. Nigerians are due to elect their next president and lawmakers on Saturday against a chaotic backdrop of armed conflict in the northeast. High levels of crime and shortages of cash, fuel, and electricity. U.S. President Joe Biden earlier called for a peaceful, transparent election, urging parties and candidates to accept the results when they are published by the Independent National Electoral Commission. President Biden announced Thursday the U.S. is nominating a veteran businessman to lead the World Bank. VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman has more.
The U.S. nominee to lead the World Bank, Ajay Banga, is a top official at a private equity firm and a former head of the credit card company MasterCard. President Biden says Banga has critical experience mobilizing public-private resources to tackle the most urgent challenges of our time, including climate change. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, in a statement, says Banga's corporate experience will help him achieve the World Bank's objectives of eliminating extreme poverty and expanding shared prosperity. The United States traditionally selects the World Bank chief. If installed in the post, Banga would become the first person born in India in that role. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Banga would succeed David Milpas, who was to step down nearly a year early after he cast doubt on the science that says the burning of fossil fuels causes global warming. A South Korean court has ruled that a government health insurance provider must offer spousal coverage to a same-sex couple. It's a major victory for LGBT rights. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
When a court this week delivered South Korea's biggest legal victory for marriage equality, Kim Jong-min was immediately aware of how much and how little the ruling meant. No one questioned the symbolic significance of the verdict, which found 32-year-old Kim must be allowed coverage as a dependent under his partner's national health insurance plan. It was the first time a South Korean court has ever recognized any right for same-sex couples. On the other hand, the victory was exceedingly limited. Kim tells VOA that Koreans have about 1,000 rights when they're married to someone of the opposite sex. He says he and his spouse managed to secure one of those rights. Winning that right required a 2-year legal battle for Kim and his husband. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
These are the sounds of cleanup after Cyclone Freddy pummeled Madagascar Tuesday night with heavy rains and strong to destructive winds. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.